Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
It's been a big week for fashion, hasn't it?
It has. In fact, it's been fashion week.
The week for fashion.
It's been an insane week because it's fashion week and going global and the others way, and there were other gigs on as well. So it's been like quite crazy.
A big old week.
Yeah.
But a lot of fun as well.
Yeah.
Hey, so we're going to talk a little bit about fashion week, are we?
We are. I just kind of like thought I'd just, we could just have a chat about, you know, kind of like what we noticed and.
Yeah.
What was cool?
There are definitely some, I think, some trends in the street style. You sort of see people hanging around the CBD and you're like, oh, everyone's looking very sharp this week. And then you're like, oh, that's right, there's photographers hanging around taking photos of people just looking nonchalant, sipping on a coffee or something like that, hanging out outside the town hall.
I think it would be amazing just to sit and watch people going in and out of shows.
I did that for a bit.
Yeah.
On Saturday night, yeah.
It's pretty fun. Yeah,
pretty I was in cool. the area and I was like, oh, okay. this is what Fashion Week is like.
I definitely know that, like, in the actual shows, I noticed a lot of berets.
Berets are cool again?
Yeah.
We spoke about berets
and I just really noticed them.
I saw Benjamin Alexander, who people might know was on, I think he was on Project Runway New Zealand, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a beautiful collection and lots of berets in that. Dangerous Goods Jewellery, who we've had up on this show, was making beautiful brooches for that too. I thought that was a show I particularly stood out to me. Yeah.
I sat behind him at Kate Sylvester. He has nice hair.
He has lovely hair.
So I wanted to start with Kate Sylvester's show because I really, really loved it. It was entitled Love Letters, and basically it was about, basically her parents wrote love letters to each other in the 50s when they were courting, and I think the whole show was very ethereal and romantic, and I just wanted to be part of it and felt part of it. You attended too, Rachel, and they had these love letters on the catwalk and they were blowing in the wind, and it was like really amazing.
Beautiful, yeah.
And pretty, and yeah, it was very romantic, and I really liked that. And of course Purple Pilgrims were performing, and I guess it's kind of like, I like it when they get a band to play.
Yeah, I like that too.
Or an artist to play with the show, because it's kind of like, it's so hard putting a, you know, like a set list together for a fashion show because it changes all the time. You've got to keep this pace and stuff. But I like when with an artist, then you have like an overall feeling, and it kind of does feel like it is this big show. Hailwood had Annabelle Liddell from Miss June performing.
Cool.
You know, and you mentioned earlier, Tess, that Stolen Girlfriends had Cindy performing at the after party. But I like it when it's actually in the show.
Yeah.
And I'd mentioned once before to Mikey that one of the best ones I've ever seen online was Rick Owens, and he had a black metal band from Norway playing, and they actually had two drummers on a spinning wheel that was attached vertically to the wall.
Wait, the drummers were vertically on the wall?
On the wall, spinning, and then they had the band members coming down from the ceiling out of like these cocoons sort of thing, and the models were walking past them, and it was just spectacular.
That sounds fantastic. Rick Owens,
still the best thing I've ever seen.
I love the idea of him coming up with that as well, and being like, you know what this needs? We need more cocoons, and we need spinning drummers on the wall.
Yeah, kind of. I imagine it's quite a Zoolander moment, eh?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think you're totally right, though. I thought Purple Pilgrims suited the tone of that show beautifully. And I think it's nice to have a through line in those shows as well, because sometimes when you get like a playlist or whatever, it does change the vibe of what you're watching. Can be a little bit take you out of the moment.
Yeah, because it's a lot of time it's like really full on high energy, and it's just like bang, bang, bang. And you're like, yeah, okay. Well, I know that we have to remember the purpose for a show is to sell the clothes to industry so that they, you know, the designer can, you know, make money and stuff. So, I mean, I can totally understand the purpose, but I guess as a, you know, just as a witness or an audience or just person who loves clothing and music, I like seeing that overall kind of thing.
Yeah, totally.
You know, I especially loved in Kate's show, they had a khaki parka that's like a raincoat that's quilted, and it reminded me of like the Queen at Balmoral, like walking her corgis. And I was just like, oh my God, I want one of those.
Yeah.
And also, like, I guess it's so much money invested in putting on a show. And the other one that I really liked the look of, I didn't attend, was Zambezi's one with the library and using the escalators. Mm.
So they were in the public library down in the centre of town, and it was their 40th anniversary. So it was like a big deal show. And as Penny's saying, they used the sort of space of the library as the runway. So people were coming up and down those central escalators, the models were. It looked incredible, actually.
I just thought it was like such a clever idea, you know, and they would have had to...
It wasn't gimmicky either. It just sort of worked. Yeah.
And I just think, and also I loved the makeup for that show, you know, like the heavy eyeliner and the lilac, you know, it was really stood out, and a lot of heavy fringes and stuff. And I don't know, I just thought that was a really clever use of space for putting on a show.
Totally.
And I really enjoyed it being at the Auckland Town Hall as well. I thought that was a more accessible kind of space.
You mean the whole fashion week?
Yeah,
it kind of had the town hall.
Yeah, it had a really good vibe. I'd have always found the viaduct like a little bit out of the way or something.
Yeah.
But I guess I just love the town hall history and all that kind of thing. The other kind of things that I wanted to mention was, you know, we'd had Grace Stratton up at one point. We talked about All Is For All, which is, you know, like the website that is inclusive of everybody. And Dance for Abilities is an organisation that had a fashion show this year, and it was called Living Colour. And they're an Australian and New Zealand organisation who run social events for the intellectually disabled community. And I work in a shared office space, and I work with the people that put it on.
Oh, cool.
And just, I, you know, have witnessed all their work and all that. And they, so they got everyone to come along, and they taught them how to walk on the catwalk, and like Hale would dress them and other designers dress them. And if you watch the show online or see the photos, it looked like it was so much fun.
Awesome.
And everyone was like on the catwalk and walking up and down, and then everyone was like partying off to the side.
Oh, it sounds wicked.
Yeah, it was like really cool.
That's I think when I enjoy fashion events the most, is when they're just like fun, or they're really leaning into the theatrics and they're there just having a good time, and it's not getting too bogged down in itself. It's just sort of fantastic. Yeah.
And I think like this year there was a lot of diversity, and I think that's really amazing, and I hope they keep that up.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, that's Penelope Noir's wrap up of NZ Fashion Week 2019. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad, and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.